Louise, thank you very much for your lovely letter. We are glad to hear you were all well and doing fine at school, especially in English. We would have been very happy to welcome your friend Sarah here in Broadstairs over the Christmas holiday, as we did for you last July. But, unfortunately, it won't be possible for us to take up any student of the Kent School here again this winter. My husband's mother has not been feeling very well for the last couple of weeks. She went to Dr. Chapman's surgery, our general practitioner, last Monday, and he said my mother-in-law might need a minor operation. He will be seeing her again next week, but if she's not any better, she'll have to go to hospital. David will go with her too, because he wants to talk everything over with Dr. Chapman. As you might know, in Britain, we have a very good national health system. We believe here that healthcare should be provided to everybody, even foreigners, according to their need and not their ability to pay. So you can go and see your family doctor or GP, and it costs nothing at all. If the doctor gives you a prescription, you can go to the chemists or the pharmacists, and you'll only have a small amount of money to pay, and it's completely free for the people over 65, like my mother-in-law. But the problem is that NHS doctors are often overworked, and you usually can't get to see your doctor immediately, as you do in Belgium, but you normally have an appointment within 2 working days, except in emergency cases, of course. Another drawback is that you can't have a second opinion or visit a specialist unless your GP allows it. Anyway, we have always been happy with Dr. Chapman, and I'm sure his diagnosis will be reliable. The operation will probably take place in early December because it isn't a case of emergency, and NHS hospitals are very busy too, so my mother-in-law will be on a waiting list. Private doctors and hospitals are not overworked, but it's very expensive. It should not be too painful, but she might still need some treatment after the operation and won't be able to go back to her home alone, so she'll be staying with us for a couple of weeks, and she'll have a spare bedroom next to Daisy's room. Daisy is 17 months old now. She can walk much better than she did in July, and she's learning to speak. She will certainly provide her granny with lots of good time after her stay in hospital.